Bitches, half hour, power hour, bitches. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Derek Knight and Colin Perdue.
That's right, bitches. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SonofCheese.com. Like the robot said, Colin Burton of FizzleAndPop.com is with us. He's on the other end of the magic telephones. How are you doing, Colin?
Doing pretty good. Hello, everybody.
And you know, we have a very special guest in studio with us. It's my wife, Heather.
Hi, I'm disappointed the robot didn't say my name.
Well, you know what? The robot can only do so goddamn much, you know?
I was wondering what the hell the robot was. It sounds very weird over the phone.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably thinking, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, like, what switch did he flip? What the hell's going on now?
It's called he has too much time on his hands.
No, that didn't take long at all. That was just the old Macintalk driver. When that first came out, when the Macintalk driver came out, and that was some years back when you could type in items into your computer, then your computer would speak them back. I, you know, of course, like any kid, I was just ecstatic, and I just had about 2 minutes to myself today, and I was like, I wonder if Macintalk's still in this computer. And it is, and you have to get, there's kind of a workaround to get them to say things, but you can get them to say things, and through other magic workarounds, you can have the robot say weird things on your podcast.
If it was easy, why didn't you just put my name in there, too?
Yeah.
Again, the robot can only do so much.
Oh, he can say Derek and Colin, but he can't say Heather.
Here is your host, Derek Knight. See how it's, did you notice how the robot was singing?
Yes, it was
singing
beautiful.
It? Yeah, and it even played the organ.
Wow.
I'm lying.
He's multitasking?
Yeah, I'm completely lying about the organ. But it is a Wednesday. Actually, it's not Wednesday while we're recording this, but hopefully while you're listening to it. At least when it was posted. It is Wednesday, and it is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, and it's also Thanksgiving tomorrow. And so this is going to be the very special Thanksgiving episode. Now, poor Colin. Colin, the abused Colin Burton. I asked him multiple times today, especially yesterday, come up with some Thanksgiving memories to share with the kids, and poor Colin could not come up with any Thanksgiving memories.
Nah.
No Thanksgiving memories. Did you even ever have Thanksgiving as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I guess they just don't really stand out as momentous. So this one, I'm sure, going to be different. It's gonna be
because you are the most recent homeowner in the family, and for those out in podcast land, Colin is technically a member of the family since he's dating my sister. And you being the most recent homeowner in the family, the onus essentially falls on you to host Thanksgiving. 2 years ago, Heather and I, we hosted the Thanksgiving here at our place, and this year, all hell breaks loose at your place.
Yeah, it does indeed.
And you, we're expecting, 21 people?
Last I heard was 24.
Oh my God, who was added between the last time and this time?
I don't know.
Some uninvited people on the street.
All you know is there's more people than you can handle.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of space there. You know, you've got, and you got that weird secret room down in the back of that one part of the basement. You could just stuff some people if worse comes to worse.
Yeah, but it's kind of blocked off by boxes now.
What's that? So,
blocked off by boxes. So I could stick them in the boxes, maybe.
Yeah. You could. And you've been doing some kind of home improvement stuff leading up to this. Is that what, at least you got some shelves up. I mean, that's kind of in the basement. Hopefully nobody's going to be checking out your shelves in the basement while Thanksgiving's going on.
Well, actually, I have a feeling we're going to have some people down in the basement eating. I don't see how we're all going to be up there.
Well, you're right. 24 people is 24 people. So.
Yeah. So, we got the shelves along the wall in the basement for Heather's copious amounts of paperback books.
And just say crap. Copious amounts of crap.
Books are not crap.
Speak of the devil, is your Heather around?
She's at work.
She's working.
She's at work, Essie. Well, I was thinking about doing an all-request podcast because, and by all-request, I mean we've had two requests from two different people whom I, you know, barely know.
Yeah.
One was Victor, who I didn't even know listened to the podcast. Apparently one of the seven hits we get per day that I can track kind of vaguely. He wanted a tribute to Steve Konowalczyk.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Steve Konowalczyk was a great player, and he happened to play for the Avalanche at the tail end of his career. We're all sorry Steve's gone, but at least we got to see him play. There's my tribute to Steve Konowalczyk.
It's touching. I need a tissue.
That's right. And Reagan, the evil science chick, she requested more Heather, and I'm pretty sure she didn't mean you.
Oh, thanks.
I know.
What am I, just chopped liver?
Yes, apparently. I'm pretty sure by more Heather, I think she meant my sister Heather, but...
That's fine. I'll leave now then.
No, no, no. What we're going to give her is we're going to give her more Heather. And so you're on this podcast.
Do we have Heatherbot?
I should make a Heatherbot. You're being mean to me. That's all it would say.
So basically, you only asked me on because you didn't know whether she was talking about me or your sister?
Oh,
is
no,
that what you're saying?
I knew. I wanted you on because what we're going to talk about is the best Thanksgiving ever.
Oh,
now, poor Colin can't even remember a best Thanksgiving ever because he barely remembers Thanksgiving.
I think it's the turkey. I think it prevents me from forming memories.
The turkey puts you to sleep? Is that what it is? The turkey, the tryptophan of the turkey puts you to sleep and then you don't remember anything?
Yeah, apparently.
That's probably what you told the cops, too, huh? I'm sorry.
I was
eating turkey, and right. I don't know how all those homeless people died.
Free state killing spree. What?
That's right. Wow. Turkey's some powerful shit.
Yeah.
No, there was the time that Heather and I hosted the Thanksgiving here. It wasn't bad. I mean, I brined the turkey according to Alton Brown's recipe, and people out there are thinking, who the hell is Alton Brown? He hosts a show on the Food Network called Good Eats, and my dad hates him because he goes a little bit too into detail, I think, for my dad's taste. But if you really want to do things, if you don't want to leave any stone unturned, you should follow Alton Brown's recipe. Followed his recipe for brining the turkey. The turkey turned out good, but it wasn't the best Thanksgiving ever.
No.
And only one Thanksgiving ranks as the best Thanksgiving ever. Why don't you, Heather, set the scene? What year was this?
This would have been 2001. It was my first year teaching.
It was the first turkey day of the new millennium. We're in the 21st century, and Heather has a week off for Thanksgiving?
No. At that time, we only got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Okay, so you've got a few days off, and you decide, because you've got all this free time, that you're going to get something done.
No, I didn't decide because I had free time. It was my first year teaching. They only give you 10 sub days, so in order to save my sub days, I got this genius idea to have my wisdom teeth pulled that Wednesday after I got out of school, go straight there, get them pulled, and I'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to recover. Simple. They said 2 days tops. You'll be fine. No big deal.
But your wisdom teeth were impacted almost beyond recognition. Your x-rays barely looked like human x-rays if you looked at them too close. You had
because I'm not a human.
Teeth growing sideways out of your head into other teeth, and it just wasn't right.
Yes.
Cats, dogs living together.
That's right. It's chaos.
To top it all off, not only the genius idea to do that, I woke up in the middle of my wisdom teeth surgery as they were pulling up.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself. You're getting ahead of yourself. So you decide, because this is going to be a serious undertaking, you're afforded the opportunity to be put under via the gases.
Yeah.
And you choose to be put under via the gases.
Yes,
I had to be in there with you, not only while you watched the video that said, you could die are under from the gases.
You could lose all feeling in your tongue. You could lose your sense of taste. You could lose your sense of smell.
You could lose all feeling in your sexual organs. Oh, wait, no, that's if you get breast implants. Never mind.
You're a freak.
So anyway, you are put under via the gases. And apparently, your teeth were so severely impacted that the gas beat the dentist.
Yeah, pretty much. I woke up when they were pulling out the last tooth. And all I remember is waking up and their hands were still in my mouth and I tried to sit up and they threw me back in the chair and I heard, hold her down, we're not done. And so they had their fingers on my chin and a hand on my forehead and they're yanking, 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 and I couldn't feel any pain, but it was just the whole feeling them pull while I'm awake and I'm going, hello people, I'm awake. And
which they knew, they were just trying to get you done as quick as they could at that point.
So anyway, they get me done and they put all the gauze in. And Derek comes in, and he's like, what's wrong?
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's the scene I walk into. What, two nurses and a dentist, all looking kind of sheepish. Heather's in the chair, just a weepy, weepy mess. And I walk in going, what the hell's going on? And they said, well, she woke up during the surgery, and Heather said, weep. And I said, well,
I didn't say weep. I said, because they left, and I said, I woke up. And you said, I woke up in the middle of the surgery.
So I asked the nurse, I said, so what's going on? And she said, well, the gas is a depressant, and so she could be like this for up to a week. weep, and I'm, no!
Yeah.
Up to a week? No!
But then it gets better, because my loving husband walks off without me, and I damn near collapse in the hallway, well, and the doctor's like, hello, grab a hold of your wife.
They didn't also say, oh, and you might have to carry her around, but apparently I had to lead her by the hand. So I take her home to our crappy apartment, and I run out to Walgreens, you know, to... under the guise of getting her some soft foods and to get her medication, but mostly just so I didn't have to hear the weep.
But, thanks, babe. I love you, too. I remember when you took a puck to the head, I stayed with you the whole time. I didn't care about your weeping and screaming and cussing me out.
I wasn't a weeping.
No, but you were cussing me out, and
well,
I still stayed with you.
That's because I told you not to wake me up. I don't have a concussion, and you did just what the doctor said. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the fact that...
That's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, apparently
we're
not.
We're talking about the best goddamn Thanksgiving I've ever experienced. So you're incapacitated up till Thanksgiving when they said, oh, 2 days tops.
Which was the next day.
You're pretty much unable to stand up and function, let alone enjoy Thanksgiving.
And I looked like Alvin the Chipmunk because my cheeks were about three times larger than they should have been.
That's right.
I'm sure he'll find the picture and post it on the blog for everyone to laugh at.
Just an overinflated balloon her head was. Just swollen.
Because normally my head is gigantic, but it was super gigantic that day.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You were thinking it.
Because I have think bubbles. I'm like a cartoon, ladies and gentlemen. People can read my thoughts because I'm just a friggin' cartoon. So anyway, my dad and Heather's twin sister, Shannon, went all out making just the most delectable Thanksgiving items. And the smells. I'm sure the smells were wonderful.
Fantastic.
And so we're all just going back for seconds, thirds, and fourths, and just enjoying the hell out of the Thanksgiving. And at one point, my mom,
to say how it went down. His mom looks at me and she goes, you know what, Squatchy? I know you can't eat it, but this is the best Thanksgiving ever. Ever.
Ever.
And walks away.
And all she could do is smell the goodness.
And all I got to do is nod. I think I tried to have some potatoes and I couldn't even swallow those because I ate chocolate pudding for days afterwards.
And some weird baby foods.
Oh, yeah. Derek, he goes, okay, you can have Thanksgiving. I'll get you. It was turkey and mashed potatoes. And the other one was like carrots and squash or something. Okay, it was like anti-food. It tasted like dirt. The turkey and mashed potatoes tasted so strong of iron and just gritty mush that, I don't know how...
I don't know how babies stomach it. Apparently,
they don't know any better.
Your sense of taste, they don't know any better. Their sense of taste doesn't develop until they're 30.
Well, I know it's like chocked full of vitamins, but yeah, after smelling all of that and having to eat that shit, excuse my mouth, it was sad. Uh-oh. Does that mean my time's up?
No, that means that's so sad.
I can feel, your sadness.
That's right.
So now you've got sound effects going with you, huh? This has to do with
the fact that I have more than one computer now.
I thought it had to do with the Family Feud thing. You just got addicted to it, being able to make noise.
Well, yeah.
He's just going all
out. Well, yeah, because I had set up the whole Family Feud thing, and I, really having the...
What is that tune from?
Well, that's from The Price is Right.
That's
when losers lose on The Price is Right. When somebody does something really stupid, like, I think that tube of toothpaste is worth $5, that's what you hear.
So are you calling us stupid? Because you've used that twice on the pod.
Three times.
Yes.
No.
I take offense.
No.
Oh.
I'm saying that all us winners had Thanksgiving dinner while you, sadly, had to stand by and just smell it. And
so I've been asking for that every year for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is the best Thanksgiving ever, and we can't recreate it.
No, because nobody remembers what the hell they cooked.
All hands aren't on deck either. Your sister's out in Las Vegas, and...
I keep telling her to come out.
Yep, and she won't do it because she knows that she did her best work that day, and she'll never be able to top it.
Yeah, it was very sad.
And they didn't save you.
So what are we having on Thanksgiving over at your place, Colin?
I...
Run down the menu quickly for us.
Man, I don't know.
I could run down the menu.
Run it down.
We have two turkeys.
Yep.
We're going to have deviled eggs. We're going to have risotto. We're going to have green bean casserole, Brussels sprouts, corn. We're going to have multiple desserts.
Are we going to have all manner of alcoholic beverages?
We are going to have potatoes.
What's that?
If you bring them, you can have them.
What you bring.
What I bring.
B-Y-O-A-B.
Yeah, I have nothing alcoholic here, so.
Mm.
Yeah, and we have, like, other things. Somebody's bringing rolls and, you know.
God, I hope somebody's bringing rolls.
Yeah.
I asked your dad that tonight.
King's Hawaiian. I want King's Hawaiian rolls, goddammit.
Well, call my mom and tell her.
Hey, we've got Skype. You said Skype could call 10 people at once, right?
Let's test it out.
It's after 10 o'clock. Think she's up?
No, I think she'd be pretty annoyed.
Hey, Colin's mom, I want King's Hawaiian rolls, goddammit.
She'd be like, who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you? Oh, no, she knows. One time Colin got this weird lump growth on his neck, and I was just kidding around and said, maybe it's a tumor. And she caught wind that I said that and said, if it is a tumor, I'm coming to kill you.
I'd say that, too. You know, you don't joke about stuff like that.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be okay, right?
As far as I know.
Up to this point, I'm still alive.
It's a tumor.
It's not a tumor. What's that?
They did a biopsy on it, but by then it's regressed quite a bit.
Yeah, they probably deflated it. It was probably just air. It was probably just a balloon.
No, it had already shrunk before they stuck the big-ass needle in me.
Sweet.
That hurt.
Yeah, I bet. Getting a little biopsy done on the neck. Just take a little core sample of Colin Burton.
They're saving it for stem cell
That's
research.
That's right. They're going to clone you in the future.
Awesome. I have a future.
Colin Bot will be for real.
That's right. I'll have my own Colin Bot. I'll be able to buy it at Walmart.
He'll come over saying, hello, Derek.
No, actually, Colin Bot talked just like Colin. It's just more random.
I was saying
more
it like
random.
The robot. Hello.
More random than Colin.
I see.
So, and speaking of Walmart, probably another one in the long line of things that you show me and then abandon. Bad News Hughes is going to have a book coming out.
Really?
Yep. His little blog, The Diary of Indignities, got picked up and he's got a book published. And it's going to be coming out in, I think, February of 2007. And it's going to be sold many, many places, but Walmart is one of them.
Really? I'm surprised.
I am, too. I was very surprised to see that Walmart would carry something like that.
Yeah.
What would that guy think?
Have cleaned up his act a little for the book, or if it's just straight...
No, I don't think so.
Good.
What would the guy think that you were talking about three podcasts ago?
Oh, Kevin DeDeni?
Yeah, Kevin DeDeni. What would he think about this book?
Now, this would probably blow Kevin's mind completely, because it's a blog...
Being published.
But it's a book.
It's a blog book.
I know. It's like, is it...
It's like...
Is it okay now because you can sit?
It's a lesser
and
of two evils
it?
Because it's actually in book form.
I guess.
But anyway, we're straying from Thanksgiving.
That's right. Yeah.
Back on topic, ADHD boy.
You know, now that I think about it, I, outside of the best Thanksgiving ever, I can't even think of really eventful Thanksgivings. I mean, outside
well, was
of
was it Thanksgiving or Christmas that we had at the house that we rented on Cheyenne? Was that Thanksgiving we hosted or Christmas?
No, I think that was Christmas. Remember, okay. Because I got my goalie helmet and Mom got drunk on Rumballs.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Not on Rumballs. She just got flat stinking drunk.
No, she got drunk tasting everybody's drink.
Yeah, and then wouldn't
she wanted to have a
drunk.
Taste of everybody's.
But yeah, I mean, as holiday dinners go, that one was pretty eventful when the kitchen was covered in potato peels because the
garbage disposal exploded.
I mean, we've gone to Las Vegas, what, twice for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I guess the most memorable going to Las Vegas Thanksgiving would be the Thanksgiving right after we got married in 2000. We'd gone to Las Vegas on our honeymoon and then flew back and then turned around and drove out with Shannon and Ryan to Vegas for Thanksgiving, which was
the stupidest thing we could have done.
One of the stupidest things
we should
have
just cut our losses and taken the cut on the airfare and stayed in Las Vegas.
And that, at that time, your parents didn't even have a house.
No, they were living in their RV, and we got down there at like 3 in the morning, and so all four of us sat out in the Jeep Cherokee.
Because we didn't want to wake them up. And so everybody kind of drifted off to sleep, and you could tell when people were drifting off to sleep because they would fart. So you'd have this silence.
It smelled horrible. It was, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't kill each other with our own methane gas.
Yeah, so the trick at that point was not to be the last one to fall asleep.
Yeah, fall asleep quickly and tune out the rest.
Oh, Lord.
It's a long drive.
Nothing like a Jeep Cherokee for four people and four people's luggage either.
Yeah.
It was cramped as hell and uncomfortable and cold, too, because it was cold that night.
November is cold at night in the desert.
It was like 30 degrees down there, so there's frost on the window and we're tooting up a storm and it was just bad.
Yeah, so where did we actually... Oh, we had Thanksgiving
at... Thanksgiving Lynn's at Lynn's dad's place, because he made the Manhattan.
That's right. Would you like a Manhattan? As soon as we walked in, and he had decided that he had the best possible recipe for Manhattans. And unfortunately, the base for his Manhattans are Kessler Blend. Now, Kessler Blend is not a whiskey that I would be my first choice.
It was very strong.
And I'm not even sure it would be my last choice. I think Old Crow would come before Kessler Blend, but I drank it, and then I had to drink Ryan's, and then I had to drink Heather's. Because
no, I drank mine. I drank mine and had half of Shannon's. I let you finish off Shannon's because she wouldn't touch it.
So that was a slightly memorable Thanksgiving, I guess. I mean, we've had more than one Thanksgiving out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so memorable, we just can't think of anything that happened. But really...
Well, really, I would like Colin a chance to talk. You know, he is on the phone. He's just kind of hanging out there.
Well...
I feel kind of bad for him.
Well, I don't really have too much to talk about. I mean, the only other memorable Thanksgiving I would have was the first one I spent away from home when I went in the Air Force.
And just so you kids out there know, Colin served his country proudly, goddammit.
We salute you,
veteran. During the first Gulf War.
I was even decorated.
Were you?
Yeah.
What, with, like, tinsel?
No.
Lights?
No, I got a medal for my work with the TTU-205 pressure temperature test set that kept our EF-111A.
Well, look at you. Keeping our boys flying. So the first Thanksgiving you spent, away from home.
I was stationed in England, RAF Upper Hayford. And it's feeling very melancholy being a...
being that you're calling.
Single, oh, shut up. Being a single airman in the dorm, and so I... There was a little thing where the married sergeants and whatnot would invite the single airmen over to their house for Thanksgiving.
For hazing.
So wouldn't be left alone.
Aww.
And yeah, so there was that. That's about it.
And was it a good meal?
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
turkey and ham?
Stuffing? As far as I know.
It was so good you couldn't remember.
I can neither confirm nor deny the components of
it's all Thanksgiving-y food.
It's that turkey, you know. Derek and I have been known a time or two to fall asleep after eating turkey.
Actually, I usually fall asleep on purpose because there's just too goddamn many people around, you know? That's the easiest way to deal with them. You fall asleep and then hopefully you wake up and they're gone.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
what
magic.
Happens if you fall asleep and you start tooting?
Well, then...
Tootie McGee.
Then everybody's just going to have to do it.
Then everybody will poke fun at you.
Like they don't already.
Well, we had that one memorable, the other Thanksgiving when we went down to Jack Quinn's. That was fun.
Yeah, the haunted Jack Quinn's here in lovely down. We're actually, we ate lunch just last week.
Yep.
And you enjoyed, well, I enjoyed Irish stew with soda bread, and you
what
had
you
a chickeny
have?
Sandwich.
A chicken sandwich?
Yeah, chicken sandwich.
And our buddy Ray had the traditional Irish breakfast, which I'm surprised all Irishmen aren't just giant fat bastards, if that's what they ate for breakfast.
Mm.
Just a heaping pile of food. But yeah, Heather's sister, Shannon, whom we've mentioned already, of course.
She was the pastry chef.
She was the pastry chef for both Jack Quinn's and Pike's Perk. The owner, John, is it John?
Mm-hmm.
That
John
owns
Barfels.
Jack Quinn's? John Barfels that owns Jack Quinn's. I know that.
He's not the owner. He's the head chef.
Okay, so the head chef of Jack Quinn's is named John Barfels. You think he got made fun of when he was a kid?
Probably.
John Barfels. Barfy.
Hey, don't make fun of him. He's a good chef.
So he invited all of the
chefs
employees and the employees' families down to Jack Quinn's for Thanksgiving dinner. And what was going on that we didn't have a goddamn thing to do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Were your parents out of town or something?
I don't know.
Because it was very... Or, no, maybe we went... Did we go down there first and then to your parents?
No, I'm pretty sure
No, I think we just did that.
That was our day. And he made up a whole mess of food. And
we
the
all
restaurant
helped.
Had the restaurant... Yeah, we all helped.
It was fun.
Had the restaurant to ourselves. And...
Because instead of the standard turkey, they made, like, turkey rolls and they rolled the stuffing inside of it.
Yeah, it was really,
it was
really
excellent.
Good. And then the Thanksgiving after that, I was actually on the air over at KKFM, 98.1, Classic Rock 98.1 KKFM. And on Thanksgiving, apparently, it's a classic rock tradition to play Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
No.
I guess everybody got the memo on this except me.
Hmm.
I mean, the computer handled all the music, so I really couldn't screw up tradition. But starting at like 10, I started getting calls from these dirty hippies. Are you going to play Alice's Restaurant? I think so. Are you going to play Alice's Restaurant? Okay.
Did you tell him to try and fit it in like
yeah.
he used
Hi, KKFM.
To tell me?
Hey, you going to play Alice's Restaurant?
I'll try and fit it in.
No, I'll see what I can do.
I'll see what I can do, yeah.
And I had so many calls that I was able to do a montage of like 4.5 minutes of people asking for Alice's Restaurant leading in to the goddamn stupid fucking song.
How does it go?
You can get what you want at Alice's Restaurant. It's some goddamn hippie thing. I don't know.
All
Arlo,
the hippies went to
Arlo
Alice's Restaurant.
Fucking Guthrie. Is that This Land Is Your Land shit? I don't know. It was Alice's Restaurant.
I have no idea.
I guess the hook to Alice's Restaurant was kind of used in that Edie Brickell song when we were in high school. What I am and what I am.
Oh.
What you are.
Got it.
She always squatted too much in that goddamn video.
And you were in high school. I was still in middle school.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not as old as you.
Yeah, old man.
I'm not. You're older than I am there, chumpy.
Yeah, but I got more hair.
Oh, so. Well, for, oh, low blow.
For now, that's just because you never cut it.
Oh, is that right? No, because it's on the top, too.
Look at, like, Ogie Oglethorpe over there with your afro.
Children, play nice. I have to put you in your corner.
So my mom's idea for today's podcast, she said, well, what? You don't even have to call Colin. You could just do all the voices yourself. I said, what? She said, yeah, just do a bunch of funny voices. Be that Irish priest. Huh? So her idea was for me to do the entire show like an Irishman, but I didn't have enough whiskey around. I would have been stinking drunk. If you're going to do the entire show like an Irishman, you're going to be stinking drunk. And speaking of Irish, I'm sure that all the Irish fans are just psyched as hell to see if they can, to see if Notre Dame can beat USC and keep them out of the national title game. I know you don't really follow the football there, Colin, but I'm sure you're aware of the big game that happened this last Saturday, Ohio State-Michigan, and the outcome.
Yes.
How could he not be? You work with one of the biggest stinking Buckeye fans.
Yeah, he didn't come to work today.
But...
Yeah, I heard that.
So.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, I think that if Michigan had won, he would have been in. Because he wouldn't have had an excuse to drink himself to death.
Well, no, he still would have, out of sorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think,
winning or losing, I don't think matters when you're kind of intoxicated.
I think that when you have the opportunity to drink celebratory or drink to drown your sorrows, you know, you try to prolong the celebratory.
Mm.
Yeah, but you drink more to not feel the pain
when they
lose.
No, I don't think so. I think you're depressed and you pass out sooner.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, this is based on scientific research.
Shut up.
Scientactic.
You know what? It's late. It's almost Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving right now.
It is. It's so goddamn close to Thanksgiving I can smell the turkey.
Turkey. Deviled eggs.
You know, I like deviled eggs, although I pretty much just like the deviled portion. I'll throw the egg away, and I'll just eat the devil.
Farting, too, though.
What's that?
So that probably explains the farting, too, though.
No, I just know that just explains the horrid sulfur smell.
Oh, God. Will you quit with the sound effects?
That's not even the computer. That's me.
Yeah.
It's not actually sound effects. He's actually farting.
Yeah. I got to get up and down and up and down.
God.
I should have just set up a third microphone.
You should have. Right at your butt.
Right on my anus. utilize the scientastic terms if you're going to talk about my anus.
You know what? You're scientastic.
She just flipped me off.
I did no such thing. You can't prove it.
So we should have some stuff coming up on the big podcast if we could get our shit together and actually have a recording session, shouldn't we?
That would be nice.
Yes. I mean, our old buddy Justin Carmichael just got the Nintendo Wii!
Oh, did he?
Yes, and we were, of course, invited over on Sunday, and I couldn't remember because I left the email at work, we didn't go over to play the Nintendo Wii!
So we look like a bunch of assholes.
But...
Well, don't worry, I look like an asshole, too, because I forgot.
Because only a few people showed up, but he did say today that, you know, we're all invited over to play it eventually, or he could bring it over here, and after seeing the commercials, I'd like to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it gets you in the game, and you get to do all the crazy shit with the remote, and it's got nunchucks!
You should call Jason and see if he got a PlayStation 3, and then you could have, like, the total party of, you know, gamers.
Something tells me Jason didn't get a PlayStation 3, because only, you know, they sold out in, like, 37 minutes, so you had to have been camped out.
Maybe.
And not nearly as portable as the Wii.
No. As the Wii!
Well, I didn't mean, like, you know, bring it over, but...
Well, no, you can still bring it over. Although these PlayStation 3s have, like, same size hard drive as your new laptop.
Holy crap.
I know.
That's incredible.
But they cost about the same, too.
For a freaking game console?
But the only advantage is that they play the Blu-ray discs, which is a high-res DVD or whatever, and it holds, like, what, 50 gigs on a Blu-ray disc, Colin?
Yeah, but you see, that's not really an advantage yet, because that's still cutting-edge technology. Nobody
it's
10 years.
Currently the Betamax of the DVD world. But...
Right.
But... If it becomes the standard, then you've suddenly got a cheap Blu-ray disc player. Because outside of the PlayStation 3, I think there's only two or three Blu-ray disc players on the market, and they're, you know, a couple $1,000s.
Well, exactly, and that's the thing. It's the price that drives technology, and as long as it's still expensive, it's not going to become as mainstream.
Actually, if you believe some people, it's porn that drives technology.
Well, porn...
That's why Betamax failed.
And really?
Is because all the porn was on VHS.
Because everything didn't move.
There was no moving porn on Betamax.
To move it yourself.
So if Blu-ray discs come out that are porn related, Blu-ray will become the standard, I guarantee.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft also has their high-density disk drive thing.
Yeah, now they're competing formats, right?
Yep, they are.
And so the Blu-ray and what else? What is Microsoft's called?
I think it's just...
X-ray.
I don't know about
X-ray.
High density.
Okay.
What makes you such an expert on porn, by the way?
I was listening to the Penn Jillette show, and a caller mentioned that.
And I
thought that was
Yeah, you don't
funny.
Really go to work to work, do you?
Well, the show's only on for an hour.
An hour's worth of porn is still porn.
We're not allowed to have porn at work.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Can Jack track that?
Oh, good God.
Why don't you go ahead and try it?
Well, actually, I was going to see if you'd do it and see what happened. The big boss already seems to think that you need porn at your desk.
Well, you know.
Who, Colin?
Yes. When I was on my way to Las Vegas, he
Oh, that's right. Said, he said something.
And why don't you pick up a couple naked girls for Colin?
Like real naked girls? Or
I don't know if he meant live nudes or just like
sure
naked
statuettes. Because he was talking about...
Because I was talking about me skeletons.
Yeah.
Yar, the pirate skeleton.
And
yar.
Why would you want naked
chicks? I didn't ask for
See,
him.
That's what we don't know.
Well, no, I didn't figure you would ask for him, but
that's
just,
why we don't. That's what we strange. Just don't understand. He's obsessed with Colin.
Yeah. What did he say today? You don't know.
I'm going to read your blog this weekend.
Well, it wasn't that. He said it was more like you don't really know somebody until you've read their blog or something like that.
Yeah. And Chris said, well, then you don't know me at all because I don't have one.
Ooh, I hope he never finds yours.
Our immediate boss said that.
Yeah. You got it.
What do you mean? Yeah. Well, he's found mine. How do you think he found Colin's?
He found yours, and you still curse on your blog?
I curse like a sailor in heat, because that's what I do.
You're a
Well, he doesn't really...
No, curse like a sailor.
He probably doesn't read yours anymore, either. I mean, he doesn't...
No, you know why? It's because...
He's probably so repulsed by every
I'm
F-word.
Not as fascinating as you, Colin Burton. I'm not as fascinating as you. And you ask anybody around that office, you're the most fascinating person in that room.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
Wipe your nose. It's a little brown there, kiss ass.
Yeah, Colin. Wipe your nose.
Hey, why are you kissing my ass? Anyway, I got nothing.
I know. Well, that's why I wasn't. I don't know what she's talking about.
She has a name.
She's also in the room. I'm in the room, people. So, we're just about out of time for this big Thanksgiving episode of the Big Podcast.
Gobble, gobble.
So I hope everybody has a huge, huge, fine Thanksgiving. I want to thank Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com for being with us, as always, via the magics of the telephones.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
And I want to thank my wife, Heather, for not only being on the podcast, but for mixing up our bumper music today in the garage band. She's been having some fun screwing around with that.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You have been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. We'll see you next time on The Big Show.